Today, we'd like to study the title of Spoke Against in Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 16. To online words people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. What can we see? Question 2. In verse 3, now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. What can we see in Moses' attitude? Last question 3, in verse 8. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? What does it mean? Aaron was a priest, Miriam prophetess. Exodus chapter 28, verse 1. Now take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. God told to Moses, Aaron ministers to God as a priest. So we know that Aaron's position was priest. Also, Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. Here we know that Miriam was the prophetess, the woman who delivered God's word to the people. Also, Miriam was the sister of Aaron. So here, Miriam and Aaron were family members, each other. Verse 1, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. Moses' sister is Miriam. Book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 14 says, so the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is it not Aaron the Levite your brother? Here we know that Aaron is Moses' brother. Also, Miriam is the sister of Aaron. So therefore, Aaron is Moses' brother, Miriam is Moses' sister. So Aaron, Miriam, Moses, all family members. But family members spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Here, Aaron and Miriam are mostly close people to Moses as family members. Also, Moses, the leader of Israel people. So Miriam is a prophetess ordained by God to deliver God's word to the people. So Aaron was ordained as a priest to minister to God. So devil used the most close people against Moses and Israel. Also, they raised the issue, real issue, mixed marriage. Exodus chapter 34, verse 16. And thou take to their daughters, the pagans' daughters, unto your sons, and their daughters go whoring after their gods, and make your sons go a whoring after their gods. So God prohibited the mixed marriage because of spiritual idolatry. They might worship other gods because of pagan spouse. That's why Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, because Moses married an Ethiopian woman, the non-Jewish woman. But next question, why didn't God punish Moses because of mixed marriage here? Because of God's sovereignty. Also, we are not sure of the Ethiopian woman, a believer of God, because the Bible doesn't say so. Like Ruth, Ruth the Moabite, but Ruth was the believer. Ruth is the grandmother of David, king. Also, we are not sure his first wife, Zipporah, the Midianite, deaths at this point. Exodus chapter 2, verse 16, 21. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters. The priest of Midian, who was Moses' father-in-law. And they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses. So Zipporah also pagan woman, but in the Bible, Zipporah is like the believer. But anyway, in this Bible, doesn't state Zipporah's first wife was dead or not. But here, to destroy Moses and chosen people, most effective way Satan works through closed ones against Moses. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Moses is fighting against devils, not against Miriam and Aaron. Because Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, like Miriam and Aaron, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places, against the devil power, the power of darkness. The first Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, how should we do? Be sober, vigilant, watch for devils. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So therefore, we should meditate the word of God day and night and pray without ceasing. Verse 2, so they said, Miriam and Aaron said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? Here, not real issue. Real issue, mixed marriage. But they lift up another issue, authority issue. Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? So, which means God only ordained Moses to become leader. But they, Aaron as the high priest, as a spiritual leader, also Miriam was a prophetess as a spiritual leader too. Not real issue, but smoke issue to persuade more people on their side. Therefore, verse 2 implies they had jealousy to Moses. Verse 3, Moses' attitude against their complaint. Now the man Moses was very humble or very meek, more than all men, more than any people on the earth who were on the face of the earth. So this is a kind of agape love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 23. Fullest of the Spirit, the results, the fruit, are The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit singular, not fruits. So therefore, it's a singular agape love can be expressed in variety, joy, peace, long-suffering. Likely Moses had a long-suffering here, and kindness, goodness, like Moses is good. Faithfulness, God pointed out the faithfulness, verse 7 in this context, gentleness, self-control, against such duration, no law. Moses doesn't argue against the complaint, but he let God handle it. So therefore, verse 4, suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of a meeting. So in the Old Testament time, the tabernacle is a sign of God's presence. So the three came out, then the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, is a symbol of God's presence, and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, complainers. And they both went forward. Then God said, hear now my word. If there is a prophet among you, here Miriam is a prophetess. So if there is a prophet among you, yes, Miriam is a prophetess there. I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. So often God delivers dream or vision to prophet or prophetess to deliver his word to the people. So therefore, prophet should interpret the dream or the vision, called as dark speeches in verse 8, or vague speeches. So without interpretation, nobody can understand. For example, Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king's dream, interpreted by Daniel. So somebody interpret vision or a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. Moses was not given vision or a dream by God. Rather than, he gave plain language. He is faithful in all my house. So ministry require always faithfulness. He is faithful in all my house. Faithful, the fruit of the Spirit. So kind of agape love. I speak with him face to face. That means mouth to mouth. Or I speak him directly, clearly. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 said, but since then, there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses. Moses also prophet function, but not through vision or dream, rather than through plain language, whom the Lord knew face to face or mouth to mouth. I speak with him face to face, mouth to mouth, even plainly, plain language, not in dark speeches, dark things, such as vision or dream. And he sees the form of the Lord, not see the Lord by himself, the form of the Lord. So likeness of the Lord, so he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So which means, rhetorical question, which means you should not speak against Moses. God handles anointed ones by himself. Let God. Psalm chapter 105, verse 15, or 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22, same words of God. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. So God is handling the anointed one by himself. not by human being. One example, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 5 and 6. David had the opportunity to kill Saul, who looked for David in order to kill him. But now it happened afterwards that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. So David did not kill Saul, rather than cut Saul's clothes in the cave. And he said to his men, David said to his soldiers, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, Saul the king, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him." So David was broken heart because it appeared a violation of God's word. God said, "Don't touch my anointed ones." But David touched the Saul's robe, Saul's clothes, cut off the Saul's robes, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David didn't kill, didn't harm the Saul at all, because the Saul was anointed by God. God would handle Saul. So that's why Calvary Chapel and I'm board, we hesitate to disqualify a minister, staff members, unless he or she is clearly against God, like is Judah Iscariot, in a kind of situation. So most times we are praying, you know, to the Lord, we are waiting on the Lord, you know, in that way. So we follow in God's way. So also here, verse 9, "So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them who are Miriam and Aaron, and he departed. And when the cloud departed," cloud, the sign of God's presence, "departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous." The question, why not to Aaron? Only Miriam become leprous. That's God's sovereignty. Whatever God wants. So God, you know, didn't give a leprosy, illness penalty to Aaron, but to Miriam. So Aaron, as white as snow, then Aaron turned toward Miriam. Aaron looked toward Miriam, and there she was a leper. So Aaron, as a priest had a duty to diagnose the leper or not. So Aaron, as a priest, diagnosed leprosy. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh my Lord, please do not lay this sin upon us, in which we have done foolishly and where we have sinned. We can recognize easily done foolish thing, but hard, ongoing foolish thing, because it seemed right. So ask God to examine our heart, thought, motive according to his heart during ongoing thing," which means pray without ceasing. Then we can recognize ongoing foolish thing. Verse 12, "Please do not let her be as one dead whose flesh is half consumed or half rotten when he comes out of his mother's womb." Verse 13, "So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, intercessional prayer for his sister, saying, please heal her, O God, I pray." Verse 14, "Then the Lord said to Moses, if her father, meaning Moses' father, Aaron's father, had but spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Spit on face is a sign of shame as a public reprimand. Like Matthew chapter 26, verse 20, 67, chapter 26, verse 67, then they spat in Jesus' face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands. So they spit on Jesus' face. That is a spit on face is a sign of shame. Would she not be shamed for 7 days? So 7 days. Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again. Afterward, she may recover. She is excluded from the camp for 7 days with a leprosy and spit face. Then, so Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not move until Miriam was brought in again, until Miriam was recovered. And afterward, after recovery, the people moved from Hazareth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. So here, she may recover after 7 days. God is merciful just for 7 days discipline. Let's see each question answer. In verse 1, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. What can we see? In order to destroy Moses and the chosen people Israel, most effective way, devils work through close ones who are Miriam and Aaron against Moses. Therefore, we should be sober and vigilant with the word of God and prayer. Question 2. In verse 3, now the man Moses was very humble or very meek, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. What can we see in Moses' attitude? When we are complained by somebody, we should be like Moses, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let God let handle. We should be humble, the meek. We're waiting on the Lord to handle that issue. Because our fighting not against human being, flesh and blood, but rather against the power of darkness. The last question 3 in verse 8, I speak with him face to face, mouth to mouth, even plainly, and not in dark things. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? What does it mean? So which means God speak to Moses plain language, mouth to mouth, directly. So Moses see the form of the Lord, the appearance. Actually, the Lord, God is omnipresent, present everywhere. But the form of the Lord, why then we're not afraid to speak? God doesn't want the people to speak or harm against the anointed one. So God wants to handle them by himself. Let's just sing song all together, our last song on bulletin, page 8, number 3.